Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It was stand your ground for a while on the part of the star U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York to no avail. 46 Obama-appointed federal prosecutors were told to get going on Friday, a move more noted for its speed than its partisanship. Back in November, though, Preet Bharara met with the then-president-elect at Trump Tower and was assured that he would be keeping his job under the new administration, presumably due to the importance of the Southern District in bringing cases all about draining the famous corruption swamp of the Trump campaign. But something happened. Josh Dawsey has covered Preet Bharara's work back when he was the Wall Street Journal's New York courts reporter, and Dawsey says Bharara is an ambitious legal star now looking for his next big play.
In New York, it's hard to overstate it. He brought down two of the three of the most powerful legislative leaders in the state, you know, was involved heavily in insider trading and terrorism cases. But I think his reputation primarily in New York was political corruption. I think across the state, you saw reverberations. So in political circles, he was probably the most important player in New York State.
Is the Southern District of particular interest to projecting policy on national security issues and finance from a new administration, or any administration for that matter?
Sure, absolutely. It's one of the most plum jobs in the law enforcement community. I mean, you know, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York handles, you know, the big terrorism cases, a lot of the big terrorism cases, you know, sets how aggressive they want to be against the Wall Street banks, the hedge funds, those types. And, you know, New York is kind of a cauldron of political corruption. I mean, by all accounts, there's a lot of it. So, you know, whoever is a U.S. attorney there has wide sway. I mean, it's such a powerful job that it's kind of jokingly referred to as the Sovereign District of New York, you know.
Well, Rudy Giuliani once held that seat for sure. And what precedent is there for this happening so rapidly and in all of 45 districts at once?
Well, the Trump administration notes correctly that previous presidents have also, you know, taken out the U.S. attorneys that were, you know, put in place by their predecessors. Bill Clinton did it. You know, George Bush did it. I think what's different here is you don't have replacements lined up for these people. And in the case of Preet Bharara, you know, there was a signal from the president from a November meeting that he wanted to keep him on. I think Preet Bharara left Trump Tower and told reporters publicly, you know, I'm staying on. And that changed all of a sudden.
Is there a backstory on the Bharara case in that Trump or Trump associates might be involved in investigations that are active right now?
Well, we don't know that, to be sure. I mean, there's certainly a sense among, you know, political types and people in New York that any investigation of Trump would likely come out of a Southern District because, you know, he's based in Manhattan. Any activities with Russia that involve Trump Tower obviously would be, you know, in Manhattan. But, you know, I want to be careful in saying we don't know that Preet Bharara's office was investigating President Trump. It's just a likely scenario if an investigation was to happen because, you know, of where he had jurisdiction.
What about investigating Fox? What about investigating Roger Ailes? What about Roger Ailes being close to Trump? What about Roger Ailes' lawyer may be on the list to replace Preet Bharara?
Yeah, Mark Mukasey has been rumored as one of the top replacements, so we're not sure that President Trump will pick him. Yeah, I mean, he was definitely investigating Roger Ailes and Fox News, and that's Roger Ailes is a top ally of the president. I mean, Gabriel Sherman in New York Magazine reported last night that, you know, some Fox News personalities had already gotten immunity agreements to testify in front of a grand jury. And, you know, Ailes has been, you know, was removed pretty unceremoniously last summer from Fox News and, you know, the cascade of allegations around him, you know, in his activities. And he is very close to the president. But again, we don't know the full story there. I mean, it certainly seems that, you know, Preet Bharara coming out could influence that investigation pretty heavily. But we don't know again.
Josh Dawsey, White House reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.